In this half hour of the program, my guest is Therese Bosler. And Therese, well, she's worked internationally, often in places of great change and turbulence. And she's been a person who's supported others in making change. She's been involved in education and coaching and editing, all kinds of different capacities. These days, Therese is based in Vancouver Island. She's a studio potter and a coach. And one of the things she has added to her repertoire, one of the things she's added to the way that she lives in the world and helps others live better in the world, is called TRE. And it's a natural self-care practice for stress relief and trauma relief. It's been developed in recent years and is practiced around the world. In some countries, it's actually funded as part of the healthcare system. It's a bit newer in North America, especially. I talked to Therese about TRE and talked to her about the effects that she's seen. She's working these days coaching frontline workers and medical caregivers in British Columbia who are dealing, of course, with the pandemic and dealing with a lot of stress as a result of that. And I started my conversation with Therese by asking her how she found out about TRE in the first place.
I was in a stressful family situation, a close relative in hospital with a serious condition, and my stress levels were pretty high. And I headed to my neighborhood yoga studio, which at the time was in St. John's, Newfoundland. This was some years back. And when I arrived in the room, I realized it was this. It was TRE. It was neurogenic stress relief. And I said, oh, no. I was so stressed, I stayed. And after that class, which was definitely something new, I stayed. And I practiced at least twice a week with a group of about 30 people for several years after that.
And what is it? When you say you walked in and you realized it was not the regular yoga class, Therese, what is TRE?
TRE is a set of exercises, very gentle and in some ways like yoga stretches. The intention with the use of this series of six or seven exercises and the use of a mat as well is to activate the body's natural response for reset after a period of elevated stress. So it's a way of resolving our body's stress. And a simple explanation for it is that it's the back end of what we now commonly talk about as the fight, flight, freeze response that we all have naturally. Interestingly, we don't talk about our ability to reset through tremoring and shaking very naturally at the end of an experience like that. TRE was adapted by Dr. David Berselli, who's both a clinical social worker and a field traumatologist who'd done a lot of time in places of conflict and natural disaster, and observed what the body does when it's in a stressful situation, under shelling or threat of another kind. And so he adapted this set of exercises for use with different forms of tension and stress release. In my life, every other day, a couple times a week, tool for self-regulation. And what we're finding in today's world, and in the time since Dr. Berselli developed TRE, is that the initial uses around clinically diagnosed trauma, PTSD, other pretty serious conditions of the body, it's still used that way, but now more and more, we see that there's a much broader spectrum of use and application.
In sort of a preventative maintenance kind of way, I guess, eh?
Very much so. If you have a regular practice and you're, for some reason, you don't do it, you'll notice that sense of being off, that sense of dysregulation. So I know if I haven't shaken in a few days, if I haven't done TRE, and I'll go back to it as a kind of reset. And the way I like to think of it in how it fits in my life and also when I'm sharing it with others is that a lot of the time we concentrate on mindset when we feel very stressed. And we think about how to think about something differently or clear out our mind and meditate or to move away in some way from the stressor. And this is a practice that really emanates from deep in the body, and I think of it as a body reset.
Hmm.
So it's complementary to the mindset work that we do. And I find it interesting that when we feel very stressed out, and certainly in the year that we've had, we don't always think about what's readily available, our body's own intelligence for reset. And while many modalities are relevant for different situations and different people at different moments, now that I know TRE, this is the one I want to rely on first.
Hmm.
And it's completely within my power as a self-care practice.
Now, Therese, I know that you've been working this past year with a number of people, health providers, who certainly have had their fill of stress and anxiety to shake off this year.
Mm-hmm. That's right, I have. And I'm not alone in doing that work. I know many of my colleagues who are TRE providers are also doing this work, often pro bono, where that's possible. I learned last week that there are now 4,000 of us TRE providers around the world.
Hmm.
And we're in more than 60 countries. It's come a little bit later to North America. So here in Canada, I believe we have some 50 or more and providers training all the time. And in BC, some 15 plus. I know Canadian providers who are working with paramedics, fire responders, other first responders. I'm working with physicians, ICU social workers, clinical social workers, very senior nurses, and others who are truly at the front lines of COVID. And another feature of the practice that I find so compelling is that it's really designed to become a DIY, a self-care practice. So when we as providers work with others to introduce and share this, we make sure that the learning is in a safe container. We help guide, we help make sure it's safe for the person who's trying this out, always being aware of other conditions the body may have. And then we help prepare and typically newcomers are curious. It almost inspires self-practice and empowering oneself with this new tool. And that's our job. Our job as providers is in a way to work ourselves out of a job and enable people to take up this gentle, accessible practice as their own.
Now, what is the best way to investigate this? What's the best way to find a way to start?
The best way is to go to our online referral network. We have a global website called traumaprevention.com, which is just full of explanation, videos, research citations, and a searchable global directory of certified providers. And it's recommended if you're taking this up that you seek an introduction with someone who's qualified to guide others to share this. Once a person has been introduced, there are videos available to watch and to guide the exercises, there are books and so forth. But that site is a good starting point.
This is Therese Bassler, and Therese is a coach based in Victoria. She's also a potter, and she was saying in the course of our conversation that working with TRE has really made her feel more released creatively as well. And I was so fortunate because Therese gave me a demonstration, and I was able to try TRE for myself in the process of doing this interview, and it was a really, really interesting and very different kind of experience, and something I can see that one could learn to do and carry on with. And you can find all the information she was mentioning, the traumaprevention.com website. Traumaprevention.com is one place to go, and it's filled with resources. Also, trecanada.ca, another place you can go and you can find practitioners. And of course, given the fact that so many people are working online right now, you can find practitioners anywhere in the world, and you can find practitioners in your language too. So trecanada.ca and traumaprevention.com. And I've popped both of those links on the Facebook group too.